And there's people on the pitch.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.
An opening day point for Sutton Coldfield Town against Whitby Town, with a game played at the home of Eastwood Town. Whitby's Dave Hobson opened the scoring with an early strike, which was cancelled out by an injury time equaliser by Sutton's Danny O'Callaghan. After the match, we spoke to Sutton Coldfield Town goalkeeper James Wren and began by asking if he believes Sutton got out of jail with this afternoon's performance.
A little bit, yeah. I think we rode our luck a little bit in the first half and a little bit in the second, but we got it together and I thought we were the better team in the second half.
Dave Hobson opened the scoring for Whitby Town. What's your thoughts on the goal? I think he's a bit sloppy defending.
Switched off a little bit. It was a poor goal to concede. I think after the goal we sort of lost our heads and really had to get it together for the second half.
In the weeks leading up to this match today, James, there's been some problems with the club not playing at Coles Lane. We've had to play Eastwood Town today for this first official home fixture for the club during the league season. Has that been a problem with the players? Has that affected how you've been preparing for this first match?
Not particularly. I think we prepare like any other game. We got here a bit earlier as well today, just so we can familiarise ourselves, but it's just not the same as Coles Lane, so I suppose it did affect it a little bit. But I mean, as players we should be able to cope with this.
Injury time goal by Danny O'Callaghan. A bit of a wonder strike, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was right behind it.
You had a good view of the goal then?
Yeah. As soon as he hit it, I knew it was in.
So you had a feeling it was going to go straight in then. Coldfield away on Tuesday night, your next fixture. Between now and Tuesday, will you get much time to do any sort of more training sessions or look at how your style of play is going to be for Tuesday night? How will the preparation be between now and Tuesday?
We went through a lot in the dressing room after the game, and I think, again, we'll be in a little bit earlier on Tuesday and we'll just talk through certain things, because I don't think it's too much of the system and how we're playing. I just think it's a case of our mentality. I think once we get that together, we should be fine.
And there's people on the pitch.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.